welcome back and happy Saturday. Man, oh man, we've had some great weather. Sunny skies, and we'll be talking about the sun again a little bit this week. But anyway, welcome back to the show. This is the WLVL Business North Show. I'm your host, Mark Oem. The show is brought to you by Tom's Pro Bike. Check out an e-bike from Tom's Pro Bike. And we are going to talk about e-bikes with Tom and the misconception and the misnews that's out there about Simon Cowell's accident and the e-bike. That's coming up a little later. That was not an e-bike, and what a difference. But for now, we're going to keep it with sunny skies and the solar project going into Heartland, New York, and the folks that are being affected by it. I have somebody on the line, April. She's a landowner in Niagara County. This is going to affect you, right, April? And thanks for doing
the show. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So how does this, you actually own how much land that this is going to take up on your place?
Well, I own 70 acres. But with any of the projects, EDF and the whole project, they're not taking trees, significant amounts of trees or anything like that down. So as far as clear land currently right now, I have about 34 acres.
And in previous episodes that we've talked about, I find that really fascinating that they go out of their way to find cleared land and do not want to cut down trees. It's probably a double-edged sword. For one, they don't want to destroy the environment, but it costs money to clear the land as well, right? And if you have clear land, it just makes sense.
Well, absolutely. I mean, for what's available, I certainly wouldn't want to, I own land so I can have the woods, and the whole point is to be green and to do what's right by the environment. So last thing we want to do is chop down any trees.
So what I found fascinating about you when we were talking before we started recording was you're a young lady that was smart enough to go buy land. Now, you had no idea when you bought this land a zillion years ago that this was going to come up, right? You just thought it was a good idea to buy land.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was raised on a farm, and I knew I wanted my children to have as close of a childhood as I did, especially in this world that we're living in. So I just knew I wanted them to have land to be able to hunt and to get dirty, So I just knew back at 19 years old, I guess, when I ever did want to have kids, that I'd want them to have it. And very thankful I made that decision. And now it's a crazy world that we're living in. And I'm very thankful, more so than ever now that we have that to kind of, get down.
And a huge kudos to you. I mean, at 19, is that what you bought then, 70 acres, when you were 19?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, yeah, most of it.
You go, April.
I bought my house.
You go.
Thanks. My dad will be proud to tell you. I'm fascinating. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, good for you. So that was, we're not going to give away your age. We don't need to talk about that, but that was a long time ago and long before solar ever came on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
So you just bought the land to buy the land. So, I really find that cool. So now, fast forward to 2020, you're approached by EDF Renewables. And how do they find you? Do they just knock on your door? They call you? How's that work out?
They did. I mean, I'm sure they did their research, of course. But yeah, it was a knock on the door. And it was pretty funny because I'm not usually open to those things.
right.
But it was a down moment for me, which I'm not used to either. So, it was a cool conversation. And then, of course, as a landowner, you do all your research, and here we are now.
So, no, was that Kevin that came to talk to you? Is he one of the
No, partners? It was, now I deal on a regular basis with Brett.
Okay.
But there was a gentleman, Josh, that was before Brett. I was one of the first ones that
So they come out knocking on doors and say, hey, listen, we are exploring the opportunity of putting a solar farm, and your land falls right where we'd like to be. And let's talk about what, you know, is in it for you and all the ups and downs and pros and cons. And it's not a decision you make standing in a doorway, I'm sure. Okay, yeah, do it. I mean, there's a lot of things to consider, especially, I mean, the way that you had designated that land for your kids to kind of hang out on. How's that going to affect them, right?
Right, right, exactly. So, you know what's funny? A little funny thing is they were asking for my mom or my grandma because I was... It shouldn't have been me. They were expecting someone much older.
That's fantastic. So
that's funny.
Yeah. So then, I mean, what kind of research did you do after they left and poked around, I'm sure, to figure out, well, is this something I want to do or not?
Well, yeah. I mean, as any landowner that's part of this project, we do a lot of research, and the amount of technology that has changed, you know, back 30 years ago, I mean, there was definitely some, it was new technology, and now it's come so far that I was all for it. And then being from the school district, I mean, I literally grew up around the corner from where I live now. Same school district down in Barker, and, you know, growing up in that school with the power project and the threats that it, I remember as a child, because it was like a target, and knowing also that, you know, part of the green movement and the way everything's going, the power project was canceled. It was being shut down, you know? Cool. So that was, it was very interesting to me. So I did a lot of research on that and the power plant getting shut down and, okay, well, this makes sense. You know, we have to replace this energy. And not only that, utilize the infrastructure that's there. You know, I know all the power lines and stuff like that. So it was kind of like a light bulb moment. Like, wait a minute, you know, this totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, that's getting shut down. Now, this is an option that I could be part of making it a new way, you know, a new cleaner direction for my kids' future, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and that when the EDF approached me and I kind of dug into it a little bit because I'm not going to put people in my podcast or on the radio that, yeah, are idiots and snakes and, you know, all about destroying. And I'll tell you, the more I talked with people, the more I was amazed at, you know, the long range plan, you know, there,
right.
I mean, where they have to set aside money, if they're even not in business, when this thing comes apart, the money is designated already sitting there to disassemble it. You know, this
absolutely.
Is all thought of. Remember, I you're not old enough to remember, but in the 40s and 50s and, you know, when we were building stuff, we never cared about what was going to happen down the road. Just let it rip, you know, strip the land out and do whatever you got to do and blow smoke up in the air. And we never cared what, I mean, and that was just, I mean, not to bang us because we didn't know any better. We didn't know.
Right.
We thought that smoke just went out into outer space. It was gone.
True story, though. That's a really good point. You know, that's a really good point as far as, you know, down very close to where I am, there's still zones where the ground is not safe. And, you know, there's just a lot of things. And it's just amazing sometimes it's a huge pain in the butt. And I know in my career, the red tape that's put out there now, but it's all from learning. It's all from,
yeah,
you know, learning the hard way sometimes, you know, but the infrastructure, exactly. You know, as a landowner, you know, well, let's see, I'll be what, close to 80 when this is all over, you know, after 40 years of that. So,
yeah.
But to know that even now, you know, whatever happens then, you know, 40 years from now, the ground will be put back the way it was,
yes.
You know, and that's very, very important.
Actually better. Because from the,
yeah,
you know, I've
absolutely.
Had these conversations with the scientist and the other landowners and the company themselves. And to rest that land for, what is it, 20 or 40 years? 40 years, right?
Up to 40 years, yeah.
That's going to make that, and something I never thought about, that land that you own has been farmed continuously for hundreds of years. And it's just beat up at this point.
I mean, honestly, Mark, that's one of my main, one of the huge positives for me. As a landowner, yeah, but honestly, more importantly for me, my kids. So this land, I'm a single mom. You know, I might have some Kubotas and such and some equipment, but I'm not out in those fields. I can't maintain them. So the option I have right now is to lease them out to the farmers. And they come in with their equipment and they, you know, grow corn or soy. That's all great. But my kids run around in these fields and ride their four-wheeler back up and back and forth. And, you know, I have to keep them in the house for a while when there's chemical spray. Now, obviously everything, you know, technology and everything that's growing and all the goods. But at the same time, you know, to have the crop be the best, which some of that corn might go to the ethanol plant and that's producing fuel, which is, and that's a green, you know, 100% green thing and efficient. So it's all good. There's positives and negatives to everything. But if I have a choice as a mama, you know, to make that land chemical free, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. When you have kids, all of a sudden the future becomes more important to your world.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, and not only, you know, let's be honest here, that, and you're also setting them up with a little bit of income.
Yeah, I mean, and more importantly now than ever, you know, when you're looking at the world that we're living in right now, your future is really, is there going to be money? I mean, I don't know, you know, like what's going to happen in the future? So, I'm this generation, I'm not part of a union or I'm not a state employer, I'm not a government employee. And, you know, I work my tail off, but at the same time, there's no guaranteed income for me in the way taxes are and all this. So I might be forced at some point in their future to either sell it off or something. And I'd rather be able to keep it in the family.
Yeah.
And have it so their children could play and have the same, so that helps for sure.
Well, and of course, I mean, it just makes sense that you're going to get some kind of dependable, I don't know how they pay monthly, quarterly, yearly, or whatever, some kind of benefit from, because the farmers are the farmers. I mean, they have good years and bad years. And does that affect you when you lease a property or no? That when you lease it, it's good or bad, you win or lose, you pay for it. Is that how it works?
That is how it works. And I think they have insurance on it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's federal insurance.
However,
right? So ultimately, if it doesn't work out, it comes back to the taxpayer that pays for it. Right.
Right. Right. Right. And it, at the same time, you know, sometimes if there's enough, you know, like, let's say there's enough and they, you know, certain farms, and this just happened to me recently where the farmer I was working with sent me a letter like it said, oh, we're not going to need it next year. I'm like, wait a minute. Shoot, what am I going to do? Sorry. But I can't mow it. You know, then you have to find another backup plan. If they don't need it, they don't need it.
So,
you know?
Yeah. And then we went through 7 episodes on the podcast and not one swear word from anyone other than the young lady named April. You're awesome.
You know, I try to be real, man. I, you know, ask my customers.
My first beep. Well, good job. Good job.
Thanks.
So we've talked to the scientists. We've talked to other landowners. I've naturally talked to the company, but we really cannot find one downside so far other than, you know, tradition, like family to family, traditional farming and passing it down the generation. And you're not one of them because you're not running the farm. You're leasing the land out anyway. So, but these traditional families that own property forever and have farmed it forever, you know, they got a little problem with, okay, farming's over for us. We're gonna do a solar project. But they seem to be embracing it. I mean, it's 2020. You know, it's time to look at the future.
Well, I think if with anything, you know, it's smart for us to diversify. You know, with everything, every part, it's, you know, you could still have a running farm.
Sure.
You know, and all of them are. It's their livelihood. You know, but to mix it up a little. We can't put all our eggs in one basket. I mean, if we've learned anything over the last few, I don't know, anything.
last few years, right.
You can't do that, you know?
No.
You can't have all coal plants. You can't have, you know, because things change.
That's right.
So I think diversifying is the angle that they're taking. And some of them, you know, there's one, you know, that I just had some chatty time with not too long ago, and they're they're an educational source really for our area and many in Western New York. You know, the one Becker's, if you're talking to Mindy, I'm not sure, but they,
yeah, I did.
They teach. It's a very educational place for people who didn't grow up like I did, you know, people from the city or the suburbs that come into the farm and see things and they see how things are grown. And I think that's important. You know, it's funny to me that people don't see these things, but they should also see solar. I mean, that's the way of the future, and it's a farm.
It's, yeah.
We're harvesting sun. You
yes.
know, we might not be harvesting wheat, but harvesting sun, there's no chemicals, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think the biggest battle that EDF and, you know, the supporting landowners and everyone involved, the biggest obstacle really is misinformation. And
absolutely.
The only way to overcome that is correct information and education, like hopefully we're doing with these podcast series with people like you, because you're firsthand knowledge of what's going on, what's going to happen, and it's coming right from you guys. Hey, this is a good thing. There's no downside on this thing.
Absolutely. You know, there's been a lot of opposition, and it's difficult. You know, it honestly, it breaks my heart to see, you know, everything being so polarized in this world, and a lot of it based on false information. I mean, there's no governments taking anything from anybody that they don't, you know, anybody who's part of this project is willingly excited about it, really. I
yes.
mean, there's no government taking over anything or taking anybody's farmland. That's not the case. And the technology, like I said, I mean, I did my own research, and I encourage everybody to do their own. As far as the batteries, and there's so many false things that you hear. And like I try to break it down, and that's just, I'm just a really real person when I'm trying to communicate it to somebody else. It's like, well, look at the technology that was with cell phones, for example. You know, you're not
yeah.
going to sell someone a cell phone and be like, it's only a 5 pounds, you know, and it's, you pull this antenna out and it's insane. You know, you're going to talk about, that's old technology, and that would be cumbersome. You know, old technology of solar was maybe not perfect, but 30 years later, look at what we have. It
yes.
is amazing. You know, 30 years ago or 25 years ago when the cell phones, shoot, I just had a beeper back in the day. Now I run my whole, I travel all of New York State for doing what I do. I'm a commercial manager, and I'm on the road, and a lot of times I can do my whole job on my cell phone.
Absolutely.
Look at the change there.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing, the technology. So you just got to look at new technology and do your research on what's out there now.
Absolutely.
Not 30
you can't
years
live
old.
Under
yeah.
a rock. And if you do, you know, and choose to, then so be it. I mean, you know, nothing's going to change your mind. However,
right.
you know, education and do your own homework and look it up. You know, without somebody, you know, trying to pound it into your head. I mean, just like anything, politics, religion, anything there's controversy over, you're doing yourself a favor if you look at both sides of everything and do it
mm-hmm.
independently on your own, not just counting on somebody's opinion. So,
yeah,
obviously,
I mean,
April has a great opinion of this, but if I was opposed to it, I'd want to hear the opposition as well. So good job.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Good job.
You can always find negative, you know, there's,
yep.
you know, you just got to have an open mind.
I agree. So you did a great job. Thank you for doing the show, my stupid little show. I really appreciate it. And so hopefully we move on and keep the series rolling, and we'll have you back.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.